when I had a trucking company that I sold out before I started doing this. And when you'd pull up trucking companies in our area, which I had a computer tape working for me. I don't know where he went through somebody like y'all or did it himself, or went through straight through Google, but our trucking company was the first one to pull up in the area within 5 or 6 counties.
Okay, perfect. So yes, we're speaking the same language. Okay, let me grab John. We'll get you that rate. Hang on here.
I'm familiar with it.
Excellent.
Thank you for holding. Is this Wesley?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Wesley. My name's John. I'm the director here. How you doing today?
Okay. Oh, I'm doing all right. Just doing a little excavation or watching him do it.
The front row seat sounds nice.
Yeah. I'd rather be in a dozer or track hoe or something, but I've got so busy here lately. It's all I can do just to keep up.
Yeah, that's what a lot of my guys do, though. They either subcontract the workout or, you know, they take it down for their guys and they just kind of oversee the operations, make sure everything goes accordingly.
I haven't been subbing nothing out. I just keep on adding on machines and operators.
Yeah, but we might get you to the point where you sub some stuff out, you know, especially if you move forward with this, you know, you're going to have a surplus of opportunity. You can kind of cherry pick what you want for your crew and dish the rest out for a percentage if you like, you know.
Yeah.
But I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining the reasons why we were calling you today?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Y'all speak English. That's the main thing.
Yeah, we're right next to Google here.
Y'all talk like I do so I can understand you, but
yeah.
But no, it's crazy. It's crazy because I had put one of the operators on my dozer, and I was sitting here. That's what I was telling her. I just applied. I've got 60, 80 jobs on the books, but I got new equipment coming in every day, and I had just applied for that Higgy's leads thing. Look at it, because I don't ever want to go out of work, but because I got a friend of mine that knows nothing about excavation at all.
Yeah.
And he's been getting sent leads, and he's been getting jobs, and now he's got the job that can't do them, and I'm going to have to do them for him. And so I thought, these people that's calling them knows nothing about nothing. Well, then when I did Angie's lead thing and signed up for it, they just approved me. I haven't opened my profile or nothing like that. I've been researching it since I did it the other day. And I figured out how they was doing it was paying you guys to be the front, one of the front ads. And so they call Angie. They, when they Google it, they call Angie's leads, and that's how they do it. And that's what I'm telling her, that anybody with common sense, if they're trying to find somebody in the area and there's actual people instead of Angie's leads, they're going to call them first.
Right. Yeah. 100%. I would agree with that. 90% of searches start and stop in the top recommended section. The Angie's and Home Advisor, they're on the first page of Google, but they can't get into that section because they're not local to Alabama. They're actually in Colorado. So the only place they could get a local listing would be in Colorado, where their PIN gets sent. So for you, yeah, you would always show up above that Home Advisor listing with this service. The customers would be able to call you directly. You don't got to pay per lead or click or call or anything like that. All they do is resell the leads they're getting off of Google. So we're just cutting out your middleman, letting people call you directly off the first page, hosting all your online business profiles, and building a .com website for you. We'll do a custom website design where we could display some examples of your work and give your Facebook a boost.
She was looking at my Facebook page. I actually just hired somebody to manage it because I haven't been able to do nothing. But I've got like 50 jobs I've done that I haven't put on there yet. I have before, after, and during pictures and videos of every job I've ever did in the last 5 years.
Yeah, see, those are the kind of things we want to document on your website. We want to document on Facebook. We want to document on Google and Bing. You know, get as much of it out there as we can, you know, so that way we're not missing any opportunities. That's how you clean up. But I hope you're not over. overpaying for Facebook.
No, I ain't paying nothing for Facebook.
Oh, you said you hired somebody, though, to host it.
Oh, yeah, no. Nah, it was my daughter.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I'd have been paying her to do something anyway.
Yeah, you've been paying her since she was born, huh? That's what I say about my boys. Okay. Well, so there's a package.
We got drones and everything. We got drones and everything. We just bought two to fly over jobs and do them.
Those are always cool. I love those drone footages.
Oh yeah, I've got the personnel and everything to make this one of the largest companies around, and plenty of operators. That's the reason I said I'm just building. It's really took off in the last 6 months or so. And I'm doing commercial and residential work, and so I'm getting to that stage where I'm gonna need to do something anyway.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely be able to promote you for commercial and residential stuff too. But it's always good to have yourself on the first page of Google. The thing about these listings though is they're not always available. The last time we had availability for this service area to place a new business, was almost a year. It's been now. So 11 months, 2 days. So it's not...
Yeah, that's what I was telling her. Mm-hmm. I closed down a trucking company in 2018, and I had a technician working for me. And I don't know where he went through. Somebody like y'all are building all this stuff. It went too good. But when you pulled up trucking companies in the area, ours was the first one to come up.
Yeah. Well, that's what you want to have. I mean, but it's, you know, you got to remember it's not something that you could just do whenever. Back in the day, if you go back to like 2015, 2016, there was a way that you could do like SEO and programming to get yourself onto that first page, you know?
That's what we did. That was around that area.
But it's a lot different now because Google has this program where, you know, they basically went to all those companies. That's how we started out. And they went to those companies and they go, hey, if you guys don't, you know, promote our product and sell our product, then we're going to, you know, get rid of you, go after you. So we didn't really have a choice. It was either partner with them or get shut down. You know, and so we went the partner route, and we actually became a premier partner here in Southern California. So we're the highest rated Google partner in the country. We're right next to them. We've actually been in business since 2004, but we didn't actually become a Google partner until 2016. So we've been partnered with Google only for the 7 years of our 18 years in business.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good thing to have yourself listed there. I would tell any business owner, I wouldn't even start a business until I got one of these listings first. You know, then you got a consistent flow of job opportunity, and then you can invest in tools and, you know, kind of play it by ear as you go and let the tools stack up as you get the jobs coming in, you know. But as far as costs, you know, with us doing the Facebook ads, giving the Facebook a boost, you getting the first page placement on Google, the Bing listing, the directories, the site, you know, usually it's $499 per month, and that's to cover up to a 50-mile radius around the business for 15 different keywords. What I could do, if you want to come on board with us today and give us a shot, is I'll reduce the monthly price for you down to just $299. And then what I could also do is I could lock you in at that discounted rate. So it won't go back up next month. It'll just stay $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. Okay. And if you break it down, it's like $10 a day. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm interested. Just tell me what y'all have.
Yeah. So what would happen is I'd create your profile and we'd secure that listing for your business and I would submit it to Google. And when Google receives your notification that you're soliciting that space, they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. But there's a 5-digit number on the back of it. You only got to do this one time, but it's called a Google verification. And that's what makes your business exist on Google even after you're done using our services, right? I don't think you will be done, but just hypothetically, if you were to ever leave us, you still have a verified Google business and you have those reviews, you have all that listing, you keep all the things that we create for you. You just won't see yourself on the first page. But anyway, they'll send that postcard to you. We'll do a client interview. Okay, the client interview, we could do it either later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule allows. It's usually about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. They'll go over all the services that you're listed for, how you want your website to look, the service area you cover. You know, we'll get everything customized for you, make sure that the calls that are coming in are qualified. We don't want to be wasting your time with anything. And then, of course, they'll go over things like the Facebook page. You know, just, we just want to make sure we're representing you properly in that client interview. And once the client interview is completed and the PIN verification letter comes in, we get that five-digit number on the back, the account goes live. Okay, so then you're in position to start receiving calls and customers from it. Now, moving forward, there is a tracking system involved in this that we provide you with access to. There's also an app you could download, but it helps you oversee it, so you can see specifically what we're bringing to the table for you each month. You'll be able to easily identify, you know, hey, I'm spending $299, but this is the clients that I got from it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then obviously there's 24/7 customer service, and I'll be here to walk you through the campaign as we go, just to make sure everything's working. Being that I'm putting you on a month-to-month service, we know the only way we're going to get paid is if you get paid. So we'll be proactive in making sure that everything's going smoothly and that the clients are coming in.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. How long does this process take before it actually goes live?
Well, right now to create your account, it would take me 2 to 3 minutes if you're saying you're busy. But before it goes live, we usually would have quote you like 7 to 10 days, Google will say. Obviously, month two is going to be more profitable than month one, because once we got you Google verified and everything set up, your website built, we won't have to rebuild it again, right? So that setup period is about 7 to 10 days, and then so you'll be able to see return in the first month, but month two is where it's really going to pop for you.
I'm talking about, like, when will it be able to get on Google and Google and my name pop up?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's about 7 to 10 days. We have to send your PIN verification out. It takes, like, 3 to 5 days to get your website up and running, and then it's about 7 to 10 to get your Google PIN verification. Once the PIN verification comes in, you know, the account usually goes live. You'll start seeing results. So, you know, all the other directories, the Facebook page, we'll have that up and running in the same time frame, about 7 to 10 days.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm interested.
Okay. So what I got to do, I'm going to create the profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. So 205-494-9041?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I do want to remind you, we do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, okay? Even though it's month to month, I'm supposed to recommend that. Okay. And then what's your last name, Wesley?
Hood.
H-O-O-D?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what's your email? I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounts I applied, and then I'll also send an invoice receipt so you can write it off.
It's Wes, WESLEYHOOD 3.0@gmail.com.
3.0@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Wesley Hood, 3.0. Okay. And then the business street address where I could send your Google PIN verification letter?
It's 33847 Highway 195, Haleville, 35565.
Okay. Is it going to come up as 33847 Alabama 195?
That's it.
All right. I got you. All right. And you have the option to hide.
I cleared a bunch of kudzu yesterday, and it's about got to my sinuses here.
Oh, it's okay. I know how that is. My baby boy is dealing with some of that right now. It was keeping me up a lot last night. He kept waking up with a cough out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just that time. We're getting almost summertime here. It should clear up for a couple months in about a week or two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you have the option to hide your address. Did you want me to hide it or leave it displayed?
it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want people showing up to your doorstep ever, then I'll hide it for you.
Yeah, you probably need to hide it because my business is there, but, I mean, I don't ever work there. I do excavation. I work at Thunder Police.
Yeah, you're going to them. They're not coming to you, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so I'll hide it. You'll still get the pin and everything. It'll still have that red dot on the map. It just will be so vague, they won't know exactly where you live.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is, right there where I live is right in between the lakes that I work on.
Oh, okay.
So, that's good.
Yeah. It's a very centralized location for the service area. Like I said, you can cover up to a 50-mile radius with this. You could obviously customize it, too, if you're like, hey, I don't want to go that far. A lot of my guys end up shrinking it, and then they grow it as they grow their team. And then if you want to do something bigger in the future, there is opportunity for that, though. We could do a Google Places or, like, a Google pay-per-click ad. But I would only recommend that if you want to, you know, go past the 50-mile radius. This local listing will take care of everything in your backyard.
Okay.
All right. And then as far as the website, you said you had a bunch of photos and logo that you could send in for us?
Oh, yeah. I have thousands and thousands of videos and photos.
Okay. I'm going to shoot you two text messages. Make sure your texts are working here. The first one's going to be my direct number and extension.
Got it.
And then the other
one.
Yep, that's it. That's me. And then the other one's going to be an email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com. And that's for you to send in your photos, videos, logo, everything that you want affiliated with Facebook and your .com site, as well as your Google business profile. You want to send them there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business?
Anytime. It doesn't matter. You can put 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. because, I mean, I work daylight to dark every day.
Mm-hmm. 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you want to go Monday through Saturday or Monday through Sunday?
Yeah, Monday through Saturday is fine.
Okay. And then Sunday closed?
Yes.
All right. Those are some solid hours.
Yeah.
All right, let me submit.
So it'll have my company name on it. It won't have my name, right?
No, it won't have your name anywhere. That's just for us to send you the invoice, so that way you could write it off, you know, and then obviously...
It doesn't matter about any of that. I'm just making sure, like, when they Google it, it'll pull up Absolute Faith Construction.
Yeah, it's going to say Absolute Faith Construction. It'll have... business name is going to be the most bold thing that they see. And then we're hiding the address. It'll have phone number. It'll have a link to the website, and it'll have access to your reviews.
Okay, so I get a website and a Google Places on this and Facebook management.
Correct.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be your money maker.
I was paying a guy $1,500 a week. When I had the trucking company, I was paying a guy $1,500 a week to do this.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you were to hire me, you know what I mean, to work for you independently, you know, that'd be on the low end of what you'd be paying for it. So the good thing about the Google Partner Program is they cover that cost, you know, they write those checks, and then we're able to help you guys for a fraction of what it would normally cost. And then it makes it a lot easier, too, because we have guys in every department that have delegated responsibilities. Like, we have a Facebook guy. We have a guy that builds websites specifically. You know what I mean? We have a team that works specifically on the Google listings, the Bing listings, all the directory submissions. So, you know, there's probably going to be a total of, like, 20 hands on it, where it gets kind of streamlined through the company, rather than you just having one guy trying to figure it all out and maintain it all. It's still a lot, even for one person that knows what they're doing.
I do have a question. Like, any adjustments I want to the page, I'll be able to talk to somebody and let them do it.
Yeah, that's why I was telling you. We have a 24/7 customer service, and I just sent you my direct number and extension. So anytime you want to make a change, you just call in and then say, hey, I want to switch this, or I want the photo to do this. It's called a revisions request. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes guys add a service, or they want to change the services that they're listed for. They notice, hey, you know, I think more traffic is coming for, you know, hypothetically, you know, land clearing rather than excavation right now. You know what I mean? Then you could always swap them out. Obviously, those are probably two we'll have you up there for anyway, but Just an example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I do anything to do with heavy machinery, clearing pads, land clearing, developing lake lots, land development, mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff.
Well, yeah, so we're going to go over this during your client interview. That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
You know, client interviews, like I said, are 30 to 40 minutes. What's a good time where I could, we need an hour window. What's a good time I could circle back with you, though, to get it done?
Whenever you like.
Okay. I mean, if you're ready to go, I could really get one going for you here at like 11 a.m.
I have a meeting at 12, or around 12, and I'm going to be driving for, I should have a way there, but I've got a meeting around 12. They're delivering, a new, time machine to me, and, I'm going to have a meeting with them for about 2 or 3 hours.
Okay. You think you could, you know, 11 would work? You could put it on speaker while you drive? Because they're just going to ask you questions about your business. They're not going to ask you to, like, hop on a computer or do anything fancy.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Just to get it done quick. I mean, I don't want to waste a day, especially on a month-to-month campaign like this. You know, I want to make sure we're getting as much opportunity as we can in there to show you return before that next bill rolls around.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I'm going to send you an invitation. They're going to send you an automated text message about 10 o'clock, so about 24 minutes here, just as a reminder of the appointment. Kind of automated. And if anything pops up or changes, you know, just let me know. I could always reschedule it for you, but I want to try to get it done as soon as possible.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. All my clients are business owners, so it's like, you know, we get the client interview going, we get everything up and running, and then they're so busy, I hardly am able to communicate with them unless I blow them up, you know. But it's a good problem.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I wouldn't say nothing right then, but that's what I was thinking. Today is kind of one of those days like that, and so it's been great to get it over with today, you know.
Yeah, when you got some time. That's what I noticed, is once it takes off, your head's going to be kind of spinning around. I want you to focus on that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so I got the business profile set up, and I scheduled your client interview here at 11 o'clock Central Time. And then the last thing we got to do is secure the first month's payment, and then you're good to go. So how did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $299?
MasterCard.
Okay, and it's under your name or the business name or both?
It's a business name and my name.
Okay, so let me add the Absolute Faith.
It's a business account, yeah.
Yeah, that's the way you want it, though, because you get to write this off at the end of the year. So it just you get it back that way and with the customers it brings in for you. And then the billing address is the same as the street address I'm sending the PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready for you.
And, I don't know. One of the things I just thought about, this ain't no kind of scam, is it?
No. We're a premier Google partner.
I don't think it is.
No. We've been in business since 2004. We're a premier partner. If you look us up, we have thousands of reviews online. They're all 4-star or higher. You're good.
Okay. And y'all are called, what's the name of y'all's company?
It's called Local Splash. LOCAL and then Splash like water. We're right next to Google here in Southern California. So we're fully legit. I'm about to put your information into a VeriSign secure database. So once I input it in there, it codes the whole card out so nobody can even see it. So I wouldn't even be able to, if you called in tomorrow and said, hey, what was my card information? I wouldn't even be able to see it. It would just tell me it was a MasterCard.
Okay, I was trying to look y'all up on Google.
Oh, yeah.
What did you say it was?
Local Splash. LOCAL, and then Splash, like water. Here, let me, I'll make
you,
it easy.
You understand what,
yeah, I understand. I get
California.
You. Yep, that's us.
Yeah.
I was actually just texting you the link. Yeah. That one has 821 reviews. You scroll down to Bird Eye there. There's 705 of them there, and it's 4.9 out of 5. And you go to go a little further, you can find Glassdoor. There's 1,205.
You're good.
Yeah.
Me getting my company card information and all that.
No,
we're
legit.
Hey, I better check this out. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been here for 10 years myself. Yeah, no, we're good. I'm telling you, I got a nice mortgage in Southern California and two baby boys living under that roof, all built on this.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, I'm ready for you too. Go ahead.
All right, 5580.
5580.
2600.
2600.
0156.
0156.
8838.
8838. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
05 of 26.
05 26, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
644.
644. All right, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you. If I say something you don't agree with or if you don't understand it, you just stop me, okay? I could rephrase it for you. But I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your business today.
Okay.
All right. All right. You're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Absolute Faith Construction.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Wesley Gene Hood, and I'm the operations manager.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Absolute Faith Construction today?
Yes, sir.
All right. And are you an authorized?
But my wife, I put my wife as the owner just for. Well, you know, it helps.
Okay. Well, everything on here will have you listed as the owner. I could put her in there
that's
as, like,
fine.
Co-owner if you'd like.
That's fine. She don't even know how to get on Google.
Okay.
it ain't that bad, but I do all the business.
Consider yourself lucky, because if you ever search for something out of line, let me tell you, my wife will
find it. She knows how to get online shopping. I promise you that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're usually like that, you know, they know how to buy things, or they're an FBI agent, you know, they figure it out.
Yes,
women are
good.
Their intuition is crazy. Okay,
yes.
And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
You there, Wes? Did you hear that part?
Yes, I'm there. Yes, sir.
Okay. So it's saying you got to be responsive to us and your customers when they call you.
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours. I'm not going to ride you if you're missing opportunities, but obviously if you're doing something like this, try to maximize the return on investment from it. It says here...
Yes.
In hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So not saying that you have to cancel anything you have or anything like that. If you want to keep doing the HomeAdvisor stuff, that's at your own discretion. I think after a month or two, you probably leave them anyway, but... more so what we're concerned about when we say this is we don't want you to pay for something we're already doing for you or like duplicate any listings, be unnecessary spending, and the duplicates would cause a discrepancy, or if they mess up your website or something, then, you know, just going to create a problem. So, if anybody contacts you after today regarding the Google listing, they really shouldn't, but if they do, just, politely decline, let them know you're already working with somebody it's taken care of.
Yeah.
All right. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Again, I recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 14th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. So I've included the .com website for you at no additional charge. It's a custom website design. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming, and I've locked you in at this discounted rate indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 14th day, but you'll keep that pricing structure of $299 for that platinum package with the website and all the bells and whistles, Facebook, etc. It says you may discontinue your agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fees. There's no penalties, anything like that. We just part ways as friends. It says if you are going to discontinue, please contact us before the next billing is due so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it asked, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, I want to keep it going. I've had this before. Like I said, he ran it, but it'll be no difference. Y'all just be running it, but yes.
We're going to maintain it for you. It's a lot better to work with a Google partner, not just for cost efficiency reasons, but it's like if you don't have a direct connection with Google and they're doing it in-house for you, that causes a lot of headaches. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then they got to jump through so many loops just to get one guy on the line and explain everything, and then, it's a process. So with us, it's easy. We're hooked up to a live messaging system 24 hours a day. With them, so it's very convenient.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it says, upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to get a welcome email and text message. You should have that there. The text message is going to be loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client, and then the email is going to have your username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. So if you go to your texts, Wesley, there's a text in there. It'll say, like, Wesley, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It'll start with your name. Okay. I know there's a few of them in there, like my number, the email, the reviews and stuff that we're talking about earlier. But there's a link in that one. If you click on it, you'll find a full outline of the agreement in writing. And this is also in your email. So moving forward, there's no confusion, you know, from a legal standpoint.
Yeah.
You have all documented, every single thing we're doing for you. The billing date, the cancellation policy, the discounted pricing structure. At the bottom, it does ask you to sign off on it. There's a box there. You got to check and sign your name as it appears above. And then they're also going to send you another thing called a application for Google verification. And what this is, you know, they're going to ask you for like any pictures that we can further legitimize your business with. It just helps add credibility. You'll get like a little shield or a check mark on your listing showing that you're Google verified. So pretty much what they're saying they want is like pictures of like tools and equipment, maybe like a work vehicle with a license plate. You don't have to display the numbers, but more so just have like the state of Alabama showing in there in the back of the truck or the front of the truck or vehicle. They want business license, insurance, if you have it or if it's required in your state. They want a business card if you have it. Business registration and invoice in your workplace. So those are just photos that they want you to send in just to be like, I'm real, you know, I'm here. You know, it's not so much for us to give to every Joe Schmo that's searching on the internet, but it's just for us to kind of be like, okay, we've looked into this guy, we would hire him ourselves, here you go. And that way the customers have peace of mind if they hire you, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I sent you that. That's in the email as well. You could take your time with it. You don't got to get those photos over right away. But like I said, the sooner we get those photos, the sooner we get everything up and running and start seeing return on investment. So when you have some free time, try to address it. But
after I checked and verified my name, it went to
username and password.
Username and password.
Okay, that means you did it right. Yeah, so the username and password is going to be given to you at the end of the client interview. It's coming in a separate email, and they're also going to send you a YouTube video. It's about 7 minutes long, shows you how to use it. If you're not super tech-savvy, Wesley, no big deal. Remember, there's 24/7 customer service. You can always call in to myself or have a live operator go over it with you and walk you through it.
Okay.
But we like having that because it's not really a tangible product, but at least that way we could show you like, hey, you remember this guy? He called you, you know, from XYZ and it ended up turning into a $2,500 job. Here's the recording. You know what I mean? It's nice to be able to sit down and show you like you're not just spending money with us. We're bringing it in tenfold.
Yeah.
So All right. So that concludes the initial setup process. So I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Obviously, we're going to circle back with you here at 11 o'clock for that client interview. So I'm just going to fill out the notes on this and get it sent over for your PIN verification. But the only things I really need from you.
You're looking for something in the mail from either Local Splash or Google.
No, it'll be from Google.
Fill that out.
Yeah, it'll be from Google directly.
Fill that out and send it back in.
No, though, there's just a little 5-digit number on the back of it that we need from you when that comes in the mail. If you go to your email, there's a form that's going to ask you to send in photos to us. You could send them directly to that email, right? So you can click on that and then, you know, go outside or go take the photos and literally send them as you take them. And it's pretty simple process. But again, if you're having trouble with it, you could always call in. That's what we're here for. We want to make sure it's working for you.
I've been doing this since 2011. I
kind of
know how it works.
Yeah, no, you'll be good. Things have changed a lot, though.
But I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, Google has updates all the time. You know what I mean? So it's like we get weekly updates, so I can't imagine how many changes have happened since 2011. But, you know, we're on top of it. Like I said, that's the peace of mind that you're going to have with our service is you won't have to worry about it. You just got to, you know, answer the phone as the customers call in and then try to get as good reviews as possible. Make sure you guys are doing the right thing. And then
On my Facebook page, I've had it open since 2018 or 17, okay. Something like that. But I don't have one negative review since then.
Beautiful. They're actually going to ask you for access to that. Too, by the way, because we're going to run ads through it, so we're not going to go and delete anything, but we'll do like a bi-weekly professional posting on there, and then we'll run ads through it, so it'll get remarketed to people who've looked for your services recently, or anybody that's doing an active search, in real time. So
there's a lot of people use Facebook for stuff like that.
Yeah, it's actually crazy how many people use Facebook for excavation jobs. I realize that. That's one of the industries where it's like it's always an excavator on Facebook. It's weird.
Yeah, I have built my business on that, and I've managed all that. So, I mean, it's kind of the same thing, just bigger.
Yeah, it's not going
to – I don't have time to do that, so for $3 a month, it's well worth it.
We got you. Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, it's worth its weight in gold with the way I got you set up. Usually, it's $4.99. So, the goal in doing that is the hope, actually, I should say, in doing that is that it turns into a long term deal. You know, $2.99, nobody's getting rich off that. But if it, you know, you end up turning into a 3-4 year account, then you know, win-win, right?
Oh yeah.
So that's our goal. Our goal is to work with you and make sure you're profitable and you're coming back every month. And then over time, you know, Google gets a nice check out of it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. You're all set to go. Enjoy the rest of your day. And then I'm going to circle back with you here shortly for this client interview. I'll introduce you to the technician and then I'll let you guys take it from there.
All right. Sounds good, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Wes. You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. All right. Bye-bye.